This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden received congratulations for his election victory from China's President Xi Jinping Wednesday before giving a speech highlighting the challenges Americans face as COVID-19 cases surge on the eve of the Thanksgiving holiday. Biden begins a formal transition to the White House after defeating Republican President Donald Trump. He has promised to make fighting the pandemic a top priority after taking office January 20th. Iran State TV says Iran's president has reiterated his hope President-elect Biden will return America's Iran policy to where he left things as vice president 4 years ago and return to Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Iran's State TV says Iran's president has reiterated his hope President-elect Joe Biden will return America's Iran policy to where he left things as vice president 4 years ago and return to Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers. Hassan Rouhani says if Iran and the U.S. could find a path back to the situation on January 20, 2017, President Donald Trump's inauguration day, it could be a huge solution for many issues and problems. Under Trump, tensions between the U.S. and Iran have escalated. Rouhani has called on Biden to explicitly condemn Trump's maximum pressure campaign, as well as compensate for wrong policies pursued over the last 4 years. A possible reference to the massive financial losses Iran has suffered as a result of Trump's sanctions campaign. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The U.S. Treasury announced sanctions Wednesday on a Libyan rebel militia loyal to Eastern strongman Khalifa Haftar, which is allegedly behind multiple murders, kidnapping, and torture. This is VOA News. Arguably one of the world's best soccer players, Argentinian Diego Maradona, has died of a heart attack, according to his attorney. He was 60 years old. The superstar led Argentina's team to a World Cup victory in 1986 as team captain. Argentina is to observe 3 days of national mourning, while Maradona is to be honored by a minute's silence before Wednesday's UEFA Champions League games. At least 41 people were killed and 10 injured Wednesday when a bus and a truck crashed in southeastern Brazil, police said. The bus was carrying employees on their way to work at a textile factory when it collided with the truck early in the morning on a highway in Sao Paulo State, police said. Authorities are still investigating the cause of the crash. A man drove a car into the gate of the German Chancellery in central Berlin Wednesday in what appeared to be a protest. Police said they've detained the man, who's now being questioned by investigators. Stop globalization politics was painted on one side of the vehicle that touched the gates where concrete slates were raised as an additional security precaution to keep vehicles from forcing their way into the site of Chancellor Angela Merkel's office. As Ethiopia's conflict rages on, tens of thousands of refugees have crossed the border into one of the most impoverished regions of Sudan, which itself is one of the world's poorest countries. Khartoum has done its best to shelter them at a time it is seeking to transition to a stable, democratic era while battling economic crisis and poverty deepened by the COVID-19 pandemic. More than 40,000 refugees have crossed from Ethiopia into Sudan since the conflict broke out November 4th between federal forces and leaders of Tigray's ruling party. Cameroon's army said Wednesday three soldiers accused in the massacre of civilians in a troubled Anglophone region would go on trial December 17th. The February 14th killings triggered an international outcry. They took place in a village in the northwest region where Anglophone separatists and security forces are embroiled in a bloody three-year-old conflict. Azerbaijani soldiers and military trucks rolled into the district of Kalbahar Wednesday, reclaiming the second of three regions Armenia is handing back under a deal that ended weeks of fighting. Images released by Azerbaijan's defense ministry showed troops deploying into the district overnight, some scanning for landmines on snow-covered roads. Kalbahar, wedged between Karabakh and the territory of Armenia, was initially scheduled for handover November 15th, but Azerbaijan pushed back the deadline for humanitarian reasons. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts.